BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is today's Scott Mills Daily for Friday the 11th of January. On it, the stars of Dancing on Ice get into the music of Sedossa while skating. On Dear Scott, we find out what precautions people take on a night out. Is taking a toothbrush out on a first date a bit too much? Real or no real, also with some incredible news on Keith Chegwin that might not be real. Enjoy.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello, hi Scott, it's Luke Campbell.
Luke Campbell?
Luke Campbell, yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Luke. This is Luke Campbell. You remember our friend Luke Campbell off of Olympic gold boxing, Team GB hero.
I remember, he's the one who punched me.
He punched you. And also...
We're all just in the studios at Dance on Ice now doing rehearsals, listening to Sedossa.
Legend.
Do you love him?
Yeah, he's really good. You know, we were just bopping away to him on the ice just then. We all like hanging in the morning.
It's his new single, it's good, isn't it? So where are you at the moment?
We're just doing rehearsals for Dance on Ice now, so we're just sort of listening in to the show.
Oh, I'm glad that Pamela Anderson isn't still there.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I really didn't get much chance to speak to her. But, you know, I was quite shocked myself with Pamela going out. But
I know, she just had a little wardrobe malfunction and then she was off.
Just a little wardrobe malfunction, yeah.
I'd have loved her to hear Sedossa's music, would you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I reckon she'd have had a few good moves for Sedossa's music. Mm.
I think she would still be on that show if it was to Sedossa that she did all the dancing.
Yeah, she should have done it to Bish Bash Bosh.
Yeah, or That's a Tear Up or something like that.
Can you skate to his records?
I mean, I don't think you could to Binge Drinking.
No, that would be a challenge.
But some of them, yeah. So what's going on, Luke? Are you on this weekend?
I am, yeah. I'm on this Sunday. So this is my first routine and performance. So
can you tell us what it is?
A few nerves. I'm not allowed to be honest, otherwise I would.
Can you make it Sedossa? It's not too late to change it, is it? You've got 24 hours.
Hopefully, if I'm there the following week, I'll request that one.
How long have you been working on this routine for, then?
We've been working on this one for about 4 weeks, this routine.
But hang on, what happens next? Because obviously you do your first one, and if you stay in, then have you only got like a week to learn the next one?
We've got 4 days to learn the next one.
After having 4 weeks to do the previous one?
To do the first one, yeah. So, you know, it's a big difference, so...
Well, if you make Sedossa the track that you skate to next week, if you're in, which hopefully you will be, then we will all vote for you, Luke Campbell.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, I'll do my best to stand to his track.
I can't see the producers having a problem. All right, well, yeah. Good to speak to you.
Brilliant, yeah, good to speak to you.
The best of luck for Sunday on Dancing on Ice.
Thank you very much.
Vote for Luke, everyone, on Sunday.
Go on, Luke.
Go on, Luke.
Go on.
Cheers, thank you.
All right, speak to you later.
See you. Bye-bye.
Let's play some Dossa for you. They all see Friday nights at the time. Dropping back beers and sipping on wine. Banging out beats and spitting out rice. Imagine there he is on the ice. Hooray! I'll be hanging in the morning. We'll be hanging in the morning. ITV will do that if they know what's good for them next week.
Can you imagine? BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
You like to mess with things when I go out, don't you? Just for a few seconds.
What do you mean?
What's that about?
Spatula.
People are spotting a random spatula from the PR4L.
I thought it sounded good in that.
Just a nightmare.
The right key and everything.
Had a nightmare in the lift. I'm not going to lie.
Up, it went down.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Got off of the sixth floor. Sorry, mate. This is going down now. I need to get to the eighth floor immediately. Ian Carey's on. Oh, I miss get shaky now.
Anyways. Did you just use the stairs?
Yeah.
You need to speak to your agent about that.
I know, I shouldn't be doing
awful.
Stairs.
Awful. Two flights.
I shouldn't be having to get stairs.
Where's my lift?
I know. Where's my express lift? And now it's time for some more Dear Scott from the Posh Radio 4 lady. Oh, loads of people are liking the random spatula. Mm. It just fitted really well. It's kind of the same key as well, isn't it? Okay, let's do the first one.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and PR4L, I thought I would email in thanking Becala for introducing us to what will from now on be a Boxing Day staple in our household. Sausage wrapped in bacon, wrapped in turkey. What a treat.
Did you come up with this?
Well, actually, I think it was Chris, because he was saying that his Boxing Day breakfast is traditionally just the meats.
Yeah.
And I said, well, why don't we... What, do you just eat them all together, like wrap it all up in one? But
so that becomes pigs in blankets and something else.
In duvets.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
The whole family enjoyed it, even my father, who was sceptical about this glorious combination of cold leftover meat. Do you have any more food tips for us?
The only thing, there's a slight build on that, and that's you could put a little bit of stuffing between the outer layer of the second pork
you
and
could
the
layer
turkey.
It up.
Yeah, and then just dip it in some mayonnaise.
Oh, it's making me want Christmas again.
Yeah.
Or wrap a potato around it or something, I don't know.
How can you wrap a potato around it?
Distract from the meats.
It needs
to
be all
meat. You say you could
meat.
Use an apple corer on a potato and then put in through the sausage?
Oh, that's an idea.
Anyway, there we are. Have that one from us.
It might be easier to use a hot dog roll. Mm.
Much love. Chris from North Wales, proud owner of over 5,000 SMPs.
Have you, though? Because I'll check. And here's the next one on today's Dear Scott.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4L and TOTDS. I'm writing to wish you all a very merry new year and to express my gratitude to Mr. Mills for the wonderful New Year celebratory mood he made myself, my friends Tommy, Gavin and Becky feel at the club on New Year's Eve.
Oh, right. Is this because I was late?
We were the ones off of the front of the DJ box and I shook your hand.
Yes, I remember that. This is my gig on New Year when I got the timing wrong at midnight. Remember I told you the other day?
I do trust that next year you'll remember the countdown and I'll remember more of the evening. Thanks a million. Have a very wonderful New Year 2013. Lots of love. Dan, off of Folkestone, Kent.
Thanks for coming along, Dan. I'm really sorry that my phone was 2 minutes out and we all celebrated 2013 at 12:02.
He didn't sound that bothered, though, did he? I don't think he remembered.
I think the memories are hazy, what recollections he does have.
I don't know. It sounded like a really well-worded complaint, that. Like he was complaining, but in a very kind of polite, nice way.
Well, if he'd been towards the back of the club, he would have seen a massive screen with the Big Ben on it and a big countdown going from 30, which I managed to completely miss. So, literally, it was like people pointing at me going, oh, and then pointing at their watch going, look at the time, look at the time. At which point I went, Happy New Year! Then played Auld Lang Syne, which then stopped. It didn't go well.
Hiya Scott, Becky, Chris and everyone else. I just thought I'd tell you about the most awful date that I had yesterday.
Oh, I know it's bad, but I really enjoy bad date stories.
I met this guy I've liked for a few years at a restaurant that rhymes with Cranky and Jenny's. Mm. And it went really well until it was time to pay. He took out his wallet and there was a toothbrush sticking out the top.
Oh. Firstly, how big's his wallet?
Yeah, I mean,
because that's got to really poke in when you sit down, hasn't it?
I could get a toothbrush in that, couldn't I?
Not easily and then get it in your pocket, could you?
Mm. Whoa, did you feel that? You need to sort my change out again. It's all 2p's in there.
I asked him why he had it and his exact words were, well, I thought if I got lucky tonight, I'd want to be fresh for the morning.
You can't be there in Cranky and Jenny saying that.
Ew.
Sticking out of his wallet as well. That's just going to put you off, isn't it?
The cheek of it. And our first date. Really? I was so humiliated, I slapped him and walked out of the restaurant. Love from Katie, 17 years old, from Essex. All right, babes?
Go on. Yeah, that's Essex for you.
That's ridiculous. Poor guy.
Like, just because of the toothbrush.
He's packed a toothbrush. He's taken precautions. He's brought a toothbrush with him.
Precautions? That's not what they mean when they say always take precautions.
No, he's...
It doesn't mean pack your toothbrush,
it doesn't.
Chris.
He's brought a toothbrush. He's probably got one of those mini
little
toothpastes with
him. You need to listen to
Aled
on the surgery.
Yeah, that's not precautions.
No, I just think he's been massively respectful there because, you know, it's better than borrowing hers if it did work out.
It's a bit presumptuous, I think.
I just think he's done the respectful, gentlemanly thing and he's got a slap for it.
That is not respectful or gentlemanly.
It's a great idea as well. I've never thought of packing a toothbrush.
Or what you should do is just take a spare head for their electric one. Just like almost, and that would fit in a wallet.
It would.
Brilliant.
Do that next time. I can't believe she actually slapped him. I thought that only happened
bad.
In Hollyoaks.
Horrendous.
Wow. I'm sure it was just a little slap.
For a toothbrush? I mean, that's so undeserving, isn't it?
Well, girls have a different opinion on this, I think. Anything else you want to say? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk or get on, Dear Scott. You can say anything you want.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm just thinking about this, you know, preparing for a night out, packing a bag, and right, stuff like that.
Causing a lot of discussion on Radio 1's Twitter right now.
And immediately I then think, what would I do if I was on Dragon's Den with this idea? Because obviously I know Mrs. Mead really well.
Well, you call her a lot.
So I'm thinking, if I was to call her with this idea, what we could do is maybe have vending machines in pubs where you can, they dispense a lad bag.
So the entire bag?
So the bag is there. It's like a small bag.
Oh, that's quite good, because you can already buy those minging like little toothbrush things. Have you ever used one of them? They're really weird.
Those toothbrushes in the little ball.
Yeah,
they're weird, aren't they?
But some of those vending machines, you know, people are putting in a fiver, and if you're going to get a sheep, then why can't you get a mini bag?
You can buy sheep.
Yeah, in some of them you can, but you could get like a small bag, and it could have
what, real sheep?
No. It could have like a toothbrush. Like toothpaste,
yeah,
maybe some face wipes,
lad bag.
Just everything that you need for the evening in a bag.
Yeah,
I think there's a business in that.
And it would save that awkward moment when you're in somewhere that sounds like Cranky and Jenny's, and then you pull your wallet out and your toothbrush is attached to it, which is what happened earlier on Dear Scott. I like it. And would also those tablets that they sometimes sell in the vending machines in clubs, would they be in there as well?
How big are these vending machines if they've got whole wardrobes in them?
Those tablets are weird, aren't they? Were you going to buy some once at one of my gig?
They're
freely available in any vending machine.
Mm.
Service stations have them a lot as well, don't they? Yeah, I like it. The whole bag. Everything in it. Why do they sell inflatable sheep, please?
I've
never seen that.
There's vending machines with lots of different things.
I've seen the tablets, I've seen the condoms, I've seen the toothbrushes balls.
But every now and then there's a quirky product, and I'm thinking that's where the lad bag should be.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's get into the last reel or no reel of the week. Right, we're still doing 12 points. We're not going for the decibels.
We're not doing the 10.3 thing.
No, ridiculous. In line with inflation, but also quite difficult to work out. So that's not happening. Here's your first one.
Elephants have the ability to recognise themselves in the mirror.
When are they ever going to need that ability? That's the question.
How do they know this sort of thing? That's what I want to know.
Mm.
How do they test it?
Do you think, like...
Well, because obviously at some point they've shown an elephant a mirror and it's gone, oh, it's me.
Yeah, but how do they know that they know it's them? Like, they might just get freaked out. Like, you know when a dog runs up to, like, a window, it'll bark. Thinking, but is it barking going, oh, I look hot today? Or is it barking going, ah, there's another dog?
I think it's the general look of surprise on the elephant's face.
Yeah, maybe the elephant just looks in the mirror and gives it a sort of like, mmm. You know, I'm looking all right.
Yeah.
What with the big old trunky?
Check me out. Real or no real?
This is no real.
Yeah, I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Yes, Chris. Flying start. And here's your next, but is this real or not?
Joe Swash recently spent 2 weeks in hospital after discovering he was allergic to llama wool.
Now, what's llama wool used for then? Like, what possible reason would he have to be involved with that stuff?
A posh jumper?
Really?
I don't know. Do you have any llama wool, Scott? You look like the sort of person that might have a llama scarf.
This jumper is llama wool.
Is it?
Yeah.
Joe Swash allergic to llama wool.
Two weeks is quite a long time. Normally you just get a bit itchy, don't you?
He's used to the jungle, though, isn't it?
I'm going to say no real.
He's had worse on him.
Llamas aren't in the jungle, though, are they?
Be in that one. It's not a real jungle, is it?
It's a rainforest.
Yeah.
That's what I got told.
Just put a few llamas in, push me, pull you.
It's like a safari park. I'd like to say it is a real jungle, if you're listening, ITV.
No real.
Becky.
No real.
That one is no real.
Right. And next.
People are more likely to tilt their heads to the right when kissing instead of the left.
Just trying to think that through.
No, I disagree.
Well, it depends where the other person
I'm practicing kissing on the back of a hand now, off of being eight.
And which way is your hand tilting? Because doesn't it depend which way the other person goes?
No, my hand is still, but I'm just trying to see where I would... Actually, yes, I would go right. I would.
Chris?
I'm saying left. I think most... But it's interesting what you say, because I don't really overthink it like that. I think I just plough on and
Well, you're more used to the forehead kiss, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's my...
You just grab both cheeks and then...
Bang. Takes the awkwardness out of having to do...
Face cheeks.
Do you do one, do you do two, continental?
I think if you stick to one side, maybe in this country, I mean, I stick to the left. Maybe in France, it's different. Other side.
I like you have a different kissing technique for the continent.
Tilting head when kissing to the left, real
saying,
or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is real.
Oh. Did you say real?
Yeah.
Next.
After 2 years of use, one third of your pillow's weight comes from dead skin, bugs, dead dust mites, and their droppings.
Oh. One third? Like that is a lot.
Thankfully, I've just renewed my pillows.
Renewed? Do you rent them? You said that like it was a film subscription or something. I've renewed my pillows for another 6 months.
No, I've got new ones. Duck down, whatever it is.
What's that?
I don't know.
Some sort of feather.
Someone was telling me the other day about the tog of their duvet.
I've not known about this.
They were like, yeah, mate, 10.5 tog. I was like...
You've never heard of duvet togs?
No.
I only do 4.5. What do you do?
I can't do more than 4.5. Otherwise, I've got a right sweat on.
I can't lift more than 10. It's too heavy.
10 tog?
Yeah.
This is a typical person that lives at home still.
I know.
Doesn't know his togs, doesn't know his feathers from his duck downs. Real or no real?
I'm saying...
The laundrette will tell you the tog next time you take it in for a service bush.
They know
just by looking.
I think this is real.
Yeah, I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Gross. Ugh. And your final one for your final points of the week.
Keith Chegwin holds the world record for the amount of keepy-uppies done with a hash brown. He did 21.
No real. There is no way a hash brown would sustain 21 keepy-uppies.
Wrong.
No, because if you hit it once, it breaks in two.
Frozen,
yeah.
Yeah, you see, it doesn't say either
way,
does
it? I was automatically assuming it was cooked.
I love that there's a record for this, though. And if this is real, I want to break it.
I like it that Cheggers might hold the record.
Cheggers wouldn't be able to do keepy. Cheggers couldn't keep up anything.
Like, I wouldn't say that.
Well, I think that was on
You'll
TV once.
Keepy up. I was in Australia when that happened, and someone actually sent it to me on video.
I didn't mean it like
that. Why would you do that?
I don't know. Like, that's the sort of TV show you'd do, isn't it?
You rude person.
No, but it is though.
No, I wouldn't go fully nude on TV. Wearing a hard hat, or whatever it was he was
doing.
There's still time. Yeah, not yet. Come back to me. Real or no real?
No real.
No real.
That one is no real.
And at the end of that fantastic round...
Yeah, there's maths. I got 12, 24, I got 48. Becky got 48.
So that was Friday's podcast. Join us on Radio 1. Monday between 1 and 4. Loads of amazing music for your lunchtime and Tap End.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.